Black Flame of the Amazon, featuring Harold Noyce, world-famous explorer in person.
Remember how Grogan, a white renegade of the jungle, imprisoned a celebrated scientist named James Brady. Then, when his little son and daughter, heading a rescue party by amphibian aeroplane, reached the jungles, they fell foul of Grogan. He stole their secret code, the key to the mystery of the treasure map. About this time, Mr. Noyce, the famous explorer, happens on the scene and goes to the aid of the children. Harboring an old grudge against Mr. Noyce, Grogan plans and succeeds in capturing Mr. Noyce and his assistant, Pedro. The latter two are to be tortured in the old Indian fashion, buried alive in an anthill. The children, however, pluckily regain possession of their commandeered aeroplane. And with the help of the pilot, Pat Donovan, they await the arrival of Grogan, who is expected at any moment. The plan is to rescue Mr. Noyce and Pedro before morning, when the anthill torture is timed to begin. Donovan and Little Jean and Jim Brady are now in the cabin of the aeroplane. The Indian guard is all tied and gagged. Away in the distance, coming through the dim, steaming jungle, they see a man approaching. It may be Grogan. Let's listen.
Now, if this is Grogan, it will be better for you two kids to get down flat on the cabin floor. Get in behind where the Indian is lying.
Oh, but what for, Pat? We want to help. Why can't we?
Now, it's too dangerous. I'd be too worried. I couldn't give my best attention to our visitor. And on the floor, you'll be safer in behind that Indian there.
Okay.
He's all tied up and he can't hurt you.
We know that, Donovan, but heck, how can we see what's going on if we're hiding behind an Indian? Listen, we don't have to hide behind anything, not even a savage Indian.
I know. But if Grogan has a pistol or a rifle, he may start bombarding us from the shoreline. And he's a good shot. In behind that Indian, well, any bullets coming in here, that Indian would be some protection, you see?
Well, listen, Pat. We were told to always obey our elders, but listen, please. We're in this thing up to our necks, and it's our fault.
Please, Pat. Please, we'll feel so much better if we get in on this shindig. We just don't know how much we can help.
Oh, but you're all wrong, Miss Jean. I do know. Look, I'd still be a prisoner, all trussed up with rope and a filthy rag in my mouth if you two hadn't come to my rescue. You swam and dived in that dirty black river, and I'm not forgetting that. Never.
Well, what do we do, Pat? Do we go on?
Oh, now, and it isn't me that's after stopping you. Maybe I'll be mighty thankful that you did insist on being on deck.
Okay, then. You're the boss, Pat.
Now, wait. Where is that man now? I can't see him.
Well, I've lost him too, Pat. Well, just sort of slipped out of sight. He certainly was headed down the river right here.
Say, I'll bet that was Grogan. I bet he noticed the Indian was missing, and now he is suspicious.
I think you've got the answer, Jimmy. Very likely he's creeping through the bush now, edging closer. Well, we'll soon know.
We'll let him edge. That's what we want, isn't it?
Yes. And here's what we do then. I'm laying down on the cabin floor again. There's some rope, little pieces, lots of them. Now, when I get on the floor, Jimmy, you just tuck the ends of the rope in around me.
Oh, you mean to make it look like you're still tied up.
Yes, to make it look like I'm still a prisoner. Then, just before he comes out in the little dugout, you two hide. One of you under the bunk where you can be near to lend a hand. Now, Jimmy, that'll be you.
Okay, Pat.
Well, say, what about me? I'm still here, you know.
I'm not forgetting you, Miss Jean. You've got a big job ahead of you, too. Just this. As soon as we get Grogan in here, first thing he'll do is to bend over.
You sure will.
Now, I'll jump up and grab him before he can reach for his gun. Jimmy will tackle him around the legs or, well, anywhere.
Yes, sir.
Now, there'll be a scrap, all right.
I'll say there will. You know, Grogan is a big bruiser, all right, and he's strong as an ox, too.
While the battle is on, Gene, you get out the cabin door, take his dugout, and get ashore. Do you understand?
All right. I got it so far. I get ashore, then what?
You hot-foot it up to the village. Now, with Grogan out of the way, maybe Mr. Noyce and Pedro can bluff their way out of the place and get down here in a hurry. Now, how does that sound?
Stay by me, Pat, and just leave it at that. I'll take care of my end of things.
I know you will. And now we might as well get going. I'm getting down on my back again. Making a good job of it now, Jimmy. Come on.
Oh, but listen, Pat. We forgot something. That Indian here. If Grogan comes in, he'll see the Indian the first thing.
By George, Gene, that's right. That's noticing things.
I'll say it is. That's good stuff, Gene. That's using the old bean, all right.
Well, come on, Jimmy. We got to get this big fellow back into the rear compartment out of the way. Gene, you keep watch at the cabin window there, but be careful to stay well out of sight.
Oh, they won't see me, Pat. You go ahead. Let me do the watching.
All right. Now, all set, Jimmy. You grab this fellow's big feet.
I'll
take him by the shoulders. He's going to be a load, so we've got to hide him. Load or no load. Up.
Oh.
Now, come on. Both together.
Holy mackerel. They must feed Indians on iron bolts or something.
Hold it. It isn't Grogan at all. It's another Indian.
Oh, heck. And after we got this bird lifted off the floor, too.
That's an Indian, eh? Okay, Jimmy. Let this one down. Come on.
Easy.
There. I've got an idea. We're going to have another Indian in here.
Well, this one out on the bank, he's got a blowgun. He's looking across at the ship. Listen.
Mondo.
Say, he's looking for his pal. I bet that's the new guard. Grogan is likely to send him down and relieve this one we captured, don't you think?
So I suspicion. And we're in a bigger muddle now than if that had been Grogan himself. If that fella over there gets suspicious, the first thing he'll do is to go back and tell Grogan.
Yes, he'll spill the beans all right. Gosh, Pat, don't we have the rottenest luck, though?
I'll go.
Say, I'll bet he thinks the Indian is inside the cabin all right. Gosh, Pat. Can't you speak Indian? Can't you call back to him or something?
Devil a word, my lad. Irish is about all I'm good at.
He's still standing there. Hurry, folks. Think of something.
Say, I got it, Pat. Let's give that bird out there a good look at the Indian on the floor. I mean, if that Indian out there could see this one, maybe he'd come on over.
But how? We can't unloose the prisoner. He'd take courage knowing his pal is out on the bank. He'd yell and maybe push his fist through the window.
All right, Pat. Are you game to try something?
What?
Let's get our prisoner over to the cabin window.
Are you meaning to boost him up to the window, then?
Sure, why not? We can keep him all tied up. We can sort of steady him. Let's go, Pat. You take the gag out of his mouth, and I'll get the big axe over there, the big machete.
All right, I'll unloosen the gag. Go ahead, Jimmy, hurry.
I got it. You got the gag off, Pat?
Now, in a jiffy. Wait, just one more knot. There she is.
Okie dokie. And now it's my turn. Let me talk to him.
Very well, but how? You don't know any more of the Indian lingo than I do.
Well, I guess I can make him understand, all right. Watch this. Look, Mr. Savage. Well, look now. You know what I mean when I put my fingers to my lip like this and do this?
Seems like he understands. I think he nodded his head.
Yeah. Now, remember, Mr. Indian, we want a whole lot of shh, or else off comes your coconut. Like that, see?
He understands, I guess. By golly, I would, too, with somebody standing over me with a big, sharp, overgrown hatchet like that. Oh, yes.
Well, let's go then, Pat. Gene, is the other one still there?
Yes, still waiting. He doesn't seem to be afraid of anything. He just seems puzzled.
Yeah, well, then, here we go, Jimmy. Come out.
Okay.
Up to Daisy. Up. We got to get this fella on his feet. All his legs around to the cabin wall. Now then, when we boost him up to his feet, he'll be at the window. Come on.
Up we go.
Remember now, Red Man, use your head. Shh. No speak 'em. No open 'em up your mouth. Not at all. Plenty no speak. Savvy?
Let's try it. We can sort of steer this fellow. Have him bend over a little till his face is at the cabin window. Easy now.
There. I'm going to rap on the window.
Okay.
Well, Jimmy, he sees. He's looking right across at us.
Let's go then, Jimmy. That was all that was needed. Down with this one again. Now, hurry. And you, wait. Let's drag him over to the back there. Now then, Jimmy, you fix that gag again. I'm going to get ready for Cousin Willie when he arrives. How is it, Jean?
Well, he's getting ready to dive, I think. Yeah, here he comes.
Okay, I've got this one all fixed again.
All right, now. Better stand a little clear of the cabin hatchway, though. Give me lots of room to work. This one won't be half drowned, you know. He'll be as lively as an eagle.
But can't we help?
Yes. As soon as I get a good hold on him, I'll shout, "Ben, Jean, there's two more little pieces of rope on the floor. You take care of them."
Okay.
We're going to need them in a hurry.
All right.
Listen, he's here.
All right, now. I'll be in the shadow by the hatchway when he opens up. Now, I'm grabbing him by the neck or the best grabbing place I see. Easy now. Shh. Quiet.
Mondo. Mondo, you want to say?
I got him.
Hang on, Pat. Hang on.
For the love of Mike, and what is it you think I'm doing? Playing tag with him? Grab him by the hair, Timmy. He's got more, Timmy. Come on, hurry.
I got him.
Tight, Timmy.
Down on the... There. Now, maybe that'll stop you from waking up the neighborhood. You would yell and holler, you long-haired heathen, eh?
Watch out, he doesn't bite your hand off, Pat.
Well, I got to keep him quiet. We can't have him giving the alarm. How about it, Jean?
I got his feet tied okay. Hey, Jimmy, grab. You fix his hand.
Turn him over on his tummy, Pat. We'll get his hands behind his back. It's safer that way. We haven't got any too much rope either.
Okay, help yourself.
You folks mind if I sit down? Whew, I'm about all in. Suffering shrimps. We got two Indians now. Oh, gosh, maybe we'll have to stick around for a week. Get them one at a time, huh?
Oh, no, we won't. Listen, as long as Grogan sent this new guard, then he isn't figuring on coming in person. So Mr. Noyce is still in a bad fix, and I'm going to do something about that.
But what, Jimmy?
Well, there you are, Pat. You can let go now. He's all fixed. Well, it's up to you to keep him quiet. Me, I'm getting back to my little box of doofleckers, and I'm heading for the village.
And I'm going with you.
Oh, no, you're not. I'm going alone, and I'm going now.
Well, that's making up one's mind in a hurry. Jimmy doesn't waste any time. What success will he have with his box of doofleckies, his magic trick? Well, boys and girls, we will just have to be patient until our next program to find out what Jimmy does. There will be plenty of excitement, though. Jimmy alone with a band of savages, and just the magic tricks for a weapon.